about him, and there's so many people here.
We're good to go.
All right, everybody. It's April 30th, 2025, 7 o'clock meeting for the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. I'm Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Stephanie Blair.
Lori Houston.
Kristen Pearson.
All right. Welcome, everybody. We're going to have Lori do the invocation. So if everybody could please stand, and we'll roll right into the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so very grateful for this opportunity we have to meet together. Please bless us so that we can be thoughtful in our choices and our decisions, and that we can do things that are good for our community. I say this in Jesus Christ, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I rolled away.
Come on.
All right. Rolling on. We're to public comment. This period is devoted to the comments, by the general public about the items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board, council, about the items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and you'll step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address, and if you guys would spell your name, please, for Judy, so she can get it down for the record. And any board member or council member, if they wish to extend the period of time of the presentation, they will make that decision. All right, does anybody have any public comments? Okay, going once, going twice, moving on. All right, next is the approval of the minutes for April 9th, 2025. Does anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion we accept the minutes for April 9th, 2025 as written.
Okay, Kristen makes a motion that's in favor. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next will be the approval of the agenda for our meeting tonight, April 30th, 2025. Does anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for April 30th, 2025.
Lori makes a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Looks like that passed. All right. Moving on. Informational items. We don't have any informational items. And next is planning and zoning. I bet I know what you're here for.
She's psychic.
All right. Whoever is representing WS-25-0270, Springall, William, and Jennifer, waiver of developmental standards for reduced front setback in conjunction with a proposed single-family residence on 0.46 acres in an RS-20 residential single-family 20 zone, generally located on the side of Mazuma Court, 211 feet east of River Heights Lane within Moapa Valley.
Good evening.
Hello.
Thank you for joining, mostly just for our waiver.
It's okay. Go ahead and state your name and address.
My name is Adeline Galemes. That's A-D-I-L-E-M-E. Last name is G-A-L-A-V-I-Z.
I'm sorry, B?
V as in Victor.
Okay.
The address is P.O. Box 777 in Lilydale, Nevada. I'm from Moapa Valley Builders, representing William and Jennifer Springle for the setback waiver on their residence. I have a couple sheets, but I only have one copy.
That's okay. We'll if you look at it and pass it down.
Here, I'll just make a copy.
It'll take Judy will make a copy.
Oh, thank you.
All
Yes.
But it's like a master plan subject, right?
I think so.
We'll go ahead and start.
All right.
So on this first sheet, it's a map of that street. What we're requesting is, so the setback requires the 40 feet. We're requesting to have it reduced to 30 feet, which still comfortably fits even a large truck and keeps the general setbacks that are on that street. Everything there averages, the smallest I think is about 20 feet, up to 30 feet on the average. So we want to keep that same aesthetic. There is a generous exception rule, unfortunately, because that house is pretty straight on the front. So on the second sheet, you can see the outline of the building, and it's pretty consistent across the front, so there is no way to fit within the exception, unfortunately. Another reason for the setback primarily is for the backyard of the homeowners. They have several young children, and they want to be able to use that space, especially with their new home, to be able to utilize it all. So that is the reason for our request on the waiver. We are still keeping with the aesthetic of the neighborhood. I included in there the front elevation of the home, so you can still see that it fits with consistently with the other home styles in Valley Heights.
Okay.
Yes.
It looks like staff has approved this without any questions or concerns. Does anybody on the board have anything to add? Or
all I know is we've had this come before us twice before already. Yes, their Title 30 has changed, but you know, for an established neighborhood, we need to keep them cohesive. And I don't see any problem. I'd rather have more backyard than front yard myself.
I agree. Steph, anything? Lori? Kristen? Nothing? All right. Well, I don't have anything to add to it either, other than the fact that keeping the houses cohesive in the whole neighborhood, I think it's a reasonable request. Does anybody want to make a motion on this?
I will make a motion to accept the waiver of standard developments with a setback of 30 feet for WS250270 Spring Hall, William and Jennifer.
Okay. Lois has made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. All right. You go before the Planning Commission May 20th. All right, general business. It doesn't look like we have any, so we'll move on from that. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody have any comments? All right, onward. All right, I know Lori has a couple of dates that are coming up here just to make sure that we get into the minutes. So, Lori, go ahead if you want.
Those are going to be part of your comments.
Oh, comments. Excuse me. Okay, sorry.
It's an exciting time of year. We have graduation coming up, but before that, we are hosting, which is a great honor, the state track meet here in our valley. So you want to make sure you're aware of that. But they're asking for volunteers. They're pretty desperate for them. We need to, it's the 16th and 17th of May, so there's going to be a little bit of traffic in our town. We're going to be hosting, so we want to make sure we're good hosts that day. Maybe volunteer to take some water and stuff up to the school to help them out with hosting these schools. It's going to be a pretty big undertaking for such a small town. But if you'd like to volunteer, please call Shane Hickman. And his number is 435-531-3111. Now, any help or donations, I'm sure they would appreciate anything we can do to help them host this great honor. And then also, we have graduation, which is a pretty big deal for my family this year. I have two graduates. That is May 23rd. They haven't announced when they have the informal parent-hosted unofficial parade, but graduation is that night. I think it starts at 6. The graduates are supposed to line up at 5. So that is on the 23rd, which is a Friday this year. So those are the two dates that I know of, things that are coming. There's a car show this weekend, May 3rd. It's the Dan Bailey. They usually donate the funds they receive from that to somebody in need in the valley. I'm not sure who is the host of that. And then also for Independence Day, they've picked a theme. It's, salute to the troops. They're going to try to make it kind of a little bit USO style. So they want community people to come and entertain that night. It's all about the veterans. We're pretty excited about that. We're going to invite families who have veterans or have had family members that serve to bring photos. We're going to have a photo and honor wall there that night. So we're pretty excited about the Independence Day planning so far. We're having another meeting on, the last meeting will be on June 3rd, if anybody would like to come to that as well. It's just a group of people that's not official. It's just a group of friends that get together to try to help make this. Yeah, the 3rd at 5:15 at Clea's fabulous realty office behind Green Valley Grocery.
In conjunction with graduation, the boosters are asking for donations yet for the Safe and Sober grad night.
Yeah, there's a Venmo and everything. It's all over Facebook. Yeah. But if you need information for that too, I'm sure the Booster Club, there's lots of members that can help you get in contact with them, or you can just give a monetary or maybe a physical donation.
I've got it here in the office. If anybody needs it, just call me and I'll fax it off. Not fax it off. Oh my gosh.
Anything, Steph?
Can I make a sarcastic comment?
Sure.
We love
sarcasm.
Do you mind getting a slap in the face if it's too sarcastic?
It's one small committee. So Jean Gottschalk, 175 Ramos Ranch Road. When you mentioned this state track meet, yes. I just thought, where are all these people going to stay that are coming here? And then I thought, if only we had vacation rentals here, short-term rentals, then some of them would stay in town and
actually,
they would patronize
the code our business. For that has changed, and there's an avenue, a path for people to be able to do that, but you have to follow. I'm not sure what all the rules are, but that just changed this year. So there is a path for people to be able to do that, but you have to follow it, and you have to check with Candy on that.
Are you talking about the thing from 2 years ago?
No,
or
just this year. I have a client who's working on it right now. I don't know.
So you no longer need sewer, and you no longer are excluded.
I don't know. You'll have to talk.
I will check. See, though, my suggested comment was worthwhile. Thank you.
Everybody wear blue and gold that weekend.
Yeah. Gene, I can hear your cogs turning in your mind right now.
Yeah, I only heard kickback.
Now that was sarcastic.
Hopefully someday we'll have our sewer more accessible for everyone. I know that that's something that is being worked on very hard by our commissioner, and they're working really hard to try to get that for the sports complex and stuff. So I know that is something that is very much in the works.
But the way it's written, it's not just you need sewer, you also need to not be in Moapa Valley because it's not allowed in Moapa Valley. That's how the original text
was.
All right, and my last thing to add, and this might be kind of good to put out on Facebook too. I've got the final dates. I had my monthly meeting with the airport today. Our final dates for the weather station, we're going to have an official weather station up at the airport, and so all the flights coming in and out. Right now, they use a silly app on their phone, which gives them a generalized like wind pattern and everything else like that. But we're going to have an official, I think they call it a WAS, what that acronym stands for. I'm not exactly sure, but we'll have an official weather station.
Do you know if that's going to be accessible to the public over the internet?
I think that if you go on, the airport is U as in uncle, 08. If you Google that, it'll bring up everything about Perkins Field. And you will be able to, I think, hit a side tab, which will give you the current weather conditions once that's on there.
Well, so. Yeah, I'm asking more about the data, like if there is an API to pull that in.
I don't know yet. Okay. I don't know yet. I got everybody up at the field was very, very excited about it, and I learned more information. So 2026, beginning of 2026, we'll have an official weather station up at the airfield. So. Yes, 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 yes. All right.
Okay. I do have, I've been fielding calls about Republic Service once again.
Oh, dear.
It's been all over Facebook. She says, we're moving into a new house in Logandale, and I've noticed the trash guys that pick up at the new house won't empty the trash can or take any bulk stuff I've set out over the last few weeks. The only thing they dump is the dumpster, and they'll trip over the trash can spilling it just to get to it. And it's nothing heavy. And they go on and on. She's called Republic Service. Republic Service says they will get that taken care of. We do have bulk pickup.
Yep.
Week later, same things happened.
Can you give me the address?
Yes. And many people are saying they're having the same problem. It's in Logandale.
Okay.
Overton Group is doing good, but Logandale is, they won't do anything. People go, well, maybe you need to go out and give them a tip.
The bills are not.
No, they already get paid. And somebody goes, how dare you call them trash guys? What are we supposed to call them, honey?
They said they're not dumping the trash bins and that they're dumping.
They're taking the dumpster, but.
If you have a dumpster, you can't have trash bins.
The bin, they're taking the
they're
bin.
They're taking the dumpster, but not any not bulk that's sitting there.
If you have a dumpster, this is yeah. the argument that you get. I have a dumpster,
yeah.
and I also have trash bins. They will not dump trash cans because you're supposed to get rid of the trash cans where you got
right.
the thing.
But they're not taking
but
bulk
that's the,
items.
That's the argument with the drivers out here is that they take and they say that, well, you have room to put it in your bin. And I'm like, well, you're still supposed to take the thing. So it is, it's a legitimate argument mm-hmm. that the trash, the little bins, they will never get
right.
those.
And also, I do know to add to that, to Joe's comment, you cannot have it piled up on the outside of the dumpster because they could be not pleasant people
it,
about
yeah.
it. And
okay.
But also other customers are being told that they cannot get dumpsters out here anymore. There are too many out there. We're not supplying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about dumpsters like I had, like we had at Sugars.
Yes.
They're, okay. And that may be because that's a whole different, they don't, those things are not the same day pickups.
I actually called about a dumpster and they said that they weren't doing dumpsters for residential anymore. So.
So and have them deliver it to the business and roll over.
I know.
There are certain stipulations.
That needs to be addressed because of the fact that we have, you know, we have horsey people that absolutely need dumpsters.
We were told we'd have any service we needed when they took our dump.
Yeah, they denied
yeah.
So.
When you repeatedly call, because they told me I couldn't have one either, you got to find the right person that mm-hmm. just processes it. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we'll try the contact that the commissioner has and see if
yep.
I mean,
that doesn't mean we'll get the answer we want, but it means that he's supposed to be giving me the right answer. So,
all right. Does anybody else have anything else that they want to add? Joe, you got anything?
Do I have anything? So
yeah.
The two trees that got washed out on Main Street, one of them somebody took a hatchet job to it. But those are being, they'll be replaced the latter part of May.
But all the rest are looking really nice.
We get to the 3-year mark, then they'll be pretty much maintenance free. But we did take and acquire red, white, and blue lights. Those will go up as soon as they go.
Oh, how sweet!
4th of July. That'll be really nice.
More of Memorial Day's coming up.
So, did somebody chop down the
one? We have one tree that only has a little thing of lights on it. That's because they took a hatchet to that tree.
So it was
just somebody at random.
That's right out in front of. That's right out in front of law. Right, that tree. Yeah, when I drove by there the other night, I'm like, oh, their lights are out.
So there's actually like a little cactus that's right there. It's all smashed up, too.
They're actually driving down. If you notice over here next to the sign, there's people that are driving intentionally and running them over.
That's what I was wondering. I came out one day and I noticed it was smashed.
Okay,
and
do
I
you
was
have
like,
cameras on your in the front of your?
I
maybe
do.
You need to look at your camera footage for Joe.
Yeah, here at the sign, you can tell somebody come around the corner and they had to, I mean, whoever did it, it had to have rocked their vehicle because they had to go up over that big curb. But man, they took it. Yeah, they smashed it flat. We got
jeez.
A bunch of them that have been around over.
Well, somebody comes in with front end damage. I'll look for cactus parts.
Yeah. We tried to take and think that it was just somebody that didn't know the corner, and then hit it accidentally. But then when you see the others down in town, we figure it's been happening intentionally.
Oh.
Well. Keep your eye out on your cameras and
yeah,
anybody else.
Watch.
I know Ace has cameras floating out front too. So, because that sucks. Mm-hmm. Anyways. All right. Anybody else? Anyone? All right. I guess it is 7:20 and we will adjourn. Thank you, everybody.
I don't have anything for the 14th yet, but I have an item that might make it here for the 14th. So as soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Resident's name is Annalise Smith.
I'm sorry, what?
Annalise Smith, Roland Smith Jr.'s wife.
Oh, okay.
At 1320 Cram.
Okay.
And there's, I printed it all out so you can see all conversations.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, I'll have the whole thing now. Good deal. Thank you, Lois.
Mm-hmm. And then we had different guys come, and we're like, hey, what's the problem? He's like, oh, no problem, go and just throw it in there. And then the next week, it's the same person again, and they take it out. We're like, what's the problem here?
You know, we've been told that if they find seated bearings of one tire, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. So we, for a little bit, a tire would go into the trash can. The trash man didn't care. They just,
you know, until they get fired.
Yeah, but then a couple, we don't anymore. They're all stacked up in the back now.
Look at this. I normally, for any of, like, my big stuff, well, I wait until Thursday night because our trash day at Farm is on Friday morning.
I have
and so I wait until Thursday night, and anyhow, Haley was
squatting in it, but the neighbors all called, it was awesome.
Haley was getting ready to move into her little house right there with all of us, and I said, so when you do your big clean out of your trailer, make sure you come in and dump everything in the trash on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So, anyway, she gets there, she goes, the dumpster was already empty, and I was like, no, our trash day is Friday, so maybe, you know, I said, maybe Tommy has it in the back of his truck or something like that. And so anyway, so she puts everything in there. Friday afternoon, it's still in there. And so I, I drove looking for the dumpster. It was actually down your street, or for the garbage man. And anyways, I pull up to him, and I said, you didn't dump our trash. He said, well, we dumped yours yesterday.
Yes.